Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chav Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, four lines from the top of daf Chav Beis Amar Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Maharim ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyahu ben Brindle, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So we're continuing to discuss halachos related to Kiddush HaChodesh, specifically the idea that once upon a time, before we relied on the calendar to determine when Rosh Chodesh is, Beis Din was the one that determined when Rosh Chodesh is. Two Edim that saw the new moon would come to Beis Din, they would testify as such. After their testimony was cross-examined, assuming it was going to be accepted, Beis Din said, Mekudosh, this month is now going to begin, it's Rosh Chodesh, and that was the process that was followed. The reason it was done that way is because it says in the Torah that that's the way it's supposed to be done, something that in the next few days, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to get a little bit more into. But for now, we're going to have Mishnayos, the end of the first parak, which is going to go right in to the beginning of the second parak and discuss more halachos related to the Eidus component of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Zok the Mishnah, Avu b'nai Shoros HaChodesh, a father and a son that together saw the new moon, Yelchu. The halach is they should go to Beis Din and they should testify. Now says the Mishnah, you have to read the fine print, Loishem Mitztarfim Zemze. They shouldn't go together because the Eidus of the father and the son could be Mitztarif. Why not? Because a father and a son are related to each other. Krovim are pasul eidos. This is Hilchos Eidos 101. Two brothers, a father and a son, they are not believed to come together as a unit and to say eidos. So why then are they going? Says the Mishnah, very practical. Elish im yipasul echad mehem yitztaref hasheni emacher. Because you never know, we may need one of them so that we encourage anyone that saw the new moon to come. Meaning, what will happen if there's an Eid Echad that comes and he says that he saw the new moon? Now, an Eid Echad is not believed when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. You have to have two Eidim. So if the father and the son come, even though they together can't serve as a unit, but one of them can, let them both come, because you never know, we may need them. Rav Shimon says, Avu b'noi, v'chol hakroivim, k'sherin le'edos hachoydesh. Rav Shimon said, I disagree. I think the two should come, not because you never know, but because a father and a son, even though they're kroivim, they're believed to say Eidos HaChodesh, because Eidos HaChodesh is unique. So that even though ordinarily Krovim are possible Eidos, but when it comes to Eidos HaChodesh, Krovim are kosher Eidos. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Ma'isa, there was a story, Betuvya HaRoife. Betuvya the doctor, Shroas HaChodesh, B'Yerushalayim. He saw the new moon in Yerushalayim. Who? Uvnoi. It was him, his son, Va'avdoi Meshuchrer, and his freed slave. So when Evan Meshuchrer is an Evet Knani, that was freed. When an Evet Kanani goes free, he becomes a full-fledged Yid. So an Evet Kanani, while he's an Evet Kanani, has the quasi-status of a Yid. The Rambam's Lashon Yad Chazaka is, he's a Yisrael b'miktas. What mitzvahs does he have to do? He's chayv in any mitzvah that a woman has. There's a famous Gzeira Shava. It says La in the Parsha of Evet Kanani. It says La regarding an Isha, La Me'isha teaches us that any mitzvah that a woman's obligated to do, Evet Kanani is obligated in, and any mitzvah that a woman's potter, such as a mitzvah saseh as mangaroma, an Evet Kanani would be potter as well. But that's only while he's an Evet Kanani. As soon as the Evet Kanani is freed, that completes the Geirus, and now he becomes a Yitz. Rabbi Yossi said there was a story with Tuvya HaRoife. He saw the Chodesh together with the son and his Evet Meshuchra. And when he came, they were makabal the Eidus of him and his son, Upaslu as Avda. But they said the Eved, he's Pasul Eidos, meaning the Eved, even though right now he's a full-fledged Yid, but he wasn't a Meyuchas, because he started off as an Eini Yehudi, Eved, Yisrael B'miktsas, then he was freed, he became a full-fledged Yid, but because he didn't have proper Yichus, so the Kehanim didn't want to accept his testimony, Aber Ukishabo Lefnei Beis Din, but when they came to Beis Din, Kiblu Oisev Ez Avdoi, then they said no. They looked at it differently. They were makabel the Eidos of Tuvia Roife and his Eved. They said, just because he's not a Meyuchas, so what? At the end of the day, he's a Yid. And therefore, he's Kashal Eidos, Upasal Espinai. But they said the son is going to be Pasal. Why is the son Pasal? Because the father and the son can't say Eidos together because they crave him. But the bottom line is, what's the topic topic of the Mishnah. Very straightforward. Two Edim that are coming to say Edus regarding Edus HaChodesh. They're Kroivim. Are they Kosher or are they Pasul? In Kol HaTorah Kula, Kroivim are Pasul LeEdus. The question is Kiddush HaChodesh going to be different, or is it not going to be different? The Tanna Kamma said a father and a son cannot say Edus together. Reb Shimon said, Av ubnoi v'chol ha-kroivim k'sherin le'edus ha-chodesh. And then Reb Yossi told a story where the Kohanim seemed to have been of the opinion that you could accept kroivim, but then the Beis Din overruled what the Kohanim said, and they said, like the Tanna Kamma in the Mishnah, not like Rab Shimon in the Mishnah, that Kroivim are not kosher for Edus HaChodesh. Amar Rab Levi. Rab Levi said, my time with the Rab Shimon. What's Pshana Rab Shimon that says Kroivim are kosher for Edus HaChodesh? Throughout the entire Torah, anytime you're dealing in Hilchas Edus, Kroivim are not believed. So why here would Kroivim be believed? So the Gemara says, the Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayemer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim lemar, HaChodesh hazeh lochem roish chadashim. That's the end of the Pasuk. Rishon hu lochem l'chadshei Hashana. Said Rav Shimon, you know you darshan in this Pasuk, Hashem comes to Moshe Nahar. And he tells them, HaChodesh hazeh lochem roish chadashim, Edo zu tehei k'sheira b'chem. HaChodesh hazeh lochem. You, Moshe Naharan, you're kosher for Chodesh. You're kosher for Edus HaChodesh. Now, Moshe Naharan, Apostle Edus, because they were brothers. So you see that even brothers that ordinarily would be Apostle Edus, when it comes to Edus HaChodesh, it's different. So how do you know Edus HaChodesh is different? It's a Pasuk. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Reish Chodesh. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who argued, Eduzu Tehei Musru Lachem. The way they darshan the Pasuk is, Vayemer Hashem El Moshe Laharan, Beretz Mitzrayim, Lemar, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, not that you're kosher Edus, but rather it's Mesura Bachem. You, people like you, Moshe and Aharon, are going to determine when it's Rosh Chodesh, because Beis Din is the one that controls the reins of deciding when exactly Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So it's not that it's Lochem in the sense that you're kosher for Eidos, but it's Lochem in the sense that you have control over when exactly Rosh Chodesh is. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maisa B'Tuvia HaRoifas. Again, the Mishnah began with the Machloikis Tanakam and Rav Shimon, whether Kroivim HaKosher Eidos HaChodesh or the Apostle Eidos HaChodesh. And then the Mishnah told the story. There was a Maisa Shehoya Kachoya, Tuvia HaRoifas. He saw the new moon. His son was there. He also saw the new moon. His Eved Meshucher was there. He also saw the new moon. They all three came together to testify. And ultimately, the Beis Din HaGadol accepted the Eidos of Tuvia HaRoifei and his Eved, but they denied the Eidos of the son on the premise that a father and a son, two Kroivim, apostle for Eidos HaChodesh. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Hilchas HaKareb Shimon. So after you learn the Mishnah, said Rav Chanan Bar Rava, the Halacha is like Rav Shimon. The Halacha is that Kroivim are kosher le Eidos HaChodesh, and based on Rabbi Shimon's drasha, Vayemer Hashem al Moshe v'laharim beretz Mitzrayim lema achodesh hazeh lochem eidozut k'sheir lochem. That two brothers, such as Moshe and Aharon, would be kosher for Eidos HaChodesh. Amalei Rav Huna, the Rav Chanan Bar Rava. So Rav Huna told Rav Chanan Bar Rava, after he paskin like Rav Shimon, he said, Rabbi Yosi, umaisa, that amr tilchas like Rav Shimon. In the world of Kloli Apsak, what you just said is a pella. For two reasons. Number one, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi told over a story that happened with Tuvia HaRoifei, suggesting that a father and a son apostle. That means Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that a father and a son apostle. That means Rabbi Shimon is arguing with Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi Shimon is arguing with Rabbi Yossi, that loch is like Rabbi Yossi. Why? First of all, Rabbi Yossi is the Muka Imai. Second of all, we almost never paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is kemat like Beis Shammai in the sense that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Lasa lovei the Mekubalim say, we're going to paskin like Rabbi Shimon, but in this world, we're not in the Madrega Rabbi Shimon. Harbe Yasuka Rabbi Shimon, Veloy also be Adam. And as a result, we don't go like Rabbi Shimon in this world. Besides, it's a Gemara in Erevim and Vavam Mebez. If there's a machlik is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So it's easy. We know that loch is like Rabbi Yossi. Besides, Rabbi Yossi even told a story, believe it or not, in Gemara is very, very powerful. Right, so if you're having a discussion with somebody, one person quotes a Gemara, the other person quotes a Yerushalmi, someone else quotes a Medrash, somebody else tells you an anecdote, a Maisa Shehoya Kachoya. Obviously, the story doesn't hold ground against Divrei Chazal. Nothing holds ground Keneged a Gemara, Ki Yodua. But in Gemara, when the Gemara tells a story, the Gemara sometimes will say, Maisa Rav. Nothing beats a good story in halacha when the Gemara is the one that's telling the story. But the point is, says the Gemara, I'll tell you two reasons why the halacha can't be like Rav Shimon. Number one, Rabbi Yossi. So if it's Rabbi Yossi against Rav Shimon, of course it's going to be Rabbi Yossi. And besides, Rabbi Yossi told the story. So if he told the story, the power of the Maisa Rav, that's another reason. Says the Gemara, Amaloisa, he told him, I hear what you're saying. I hear, but at the same time, I've said this over in the presence of Rav many times, meaning I was in the presence of Rav, and I told Rav, and Rav was sitting there, and he didn't say anything. So it sounds to me, the shtika of Rav is maybe kohida. It sounds like maybe he agreed that what I'm saying is true, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Now, does this fall into Shasik Rav? Right, Shasik Rav is unique because the Chavos Yoreh says, quoting the Ramah Mipano, that when Rav was Shasik Rav, it means he had what to say al pi Kabbalah, but not al pi Nigla. But this is not a Shasik Rav. Rav was just quiet. He didn't say anything. Amaleh, he told him, Hei Chitanis, tell me, how did you say it? Meaning, when you said the halacha is like Rav Shimon, how did you say over Shitas Rav Shimon? Amaleh, Ipcha. I said faker, meaning he had the reverse position. He had Rav Shimon being the one that says that a father and a son are apostle to say Eidos, and the Tanakama was the one that said Kosh. What do you think? He didn't say anything because you got the names wrong, but you got the halacha right, so there was no reason for him to be Meicha. But the truth is, Avada, he was of the opinion like Rabbi Yossi and like the Maisa that Rabbi Yossi told, and that is that a father and a son are not going to be okay. So what's the bottom line? Amar Tavi Breidem Mori Tavi. Amr Marukfa, Amr Shmuel, Hilchas like Reb Shimon. So after all that, the Gemara says that Halachas like Reb Shimon, and the Rishonim struggle to understand what's Pashav Shat. After everything that we just said, Reb Yossi and Amaisa, that Halacha really is like Reb Shimon. So maybe it's Hilchas like Reb Shimon based on this the mistaken version that Reb Chanan Bar Rava had of what Reb Shimon Shita is. I am Rishonim. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Elohein Apsulin. The following are a list of people that are puzzle to say Eidos HaChodesh. Number one, HaMesachik Bekovia, a gambler. Umalve Beribis, somebody that lends money on interest. Umafriche Yoinem, that's another form of a gambler, says Rashi. Specifically, this is someone that wages money on races between birds, etc., etc. V'soichare Shvias, and people that do business with Peiro Shvias. V'avodim, and Avodim as well. So all these people, Avodim meaning an Avodim Knanim, are going to be possible Eidos HaChodesh. Zeh HaKlal, the Mishnah says, you want a rule? Here's the rule. Kol Eidos Ein Isha Ksheir Lo. Any Eidos that a woman wouldn't be able to testify, Afhein Ein Ksheir Lo. So to these people are possible as well. I mean that a woman is not Kosher Eidos for Eidos HaChodesh, so to all these people are not going to be Kosher Eidos either when it comes to Eidos HaChodesh. The bottom line is, the Mishnah gave an example of people that are possible Eidos HaChodesh. Mesachik Bekuvio, Malvei Beribis, Mafriche Yoinim, Soichare Shvias, Va'avod. Now, why are these people posseledos? Why is a Masachik Bekuvia posseledos? Why is someone that's Mafriche Yoinim posseledos? Soichare Shvias, why are they posseledos? So there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of what makes someone kosheledos and what makes somebody posseledos. But the short answer, without getting involved in Sugyas and Masach the Sanhedrin and Chosha Mishpat Simen Lamedalin, the way Rashi explains it here in our Gemara is these are people that violate halacha because of financial interests. So there are people that if there's no money involved, they could be a chsida prisha. But if there's money involved, the temptation of money, gezel v'arayis, nafshin shal adam echamdasan misavasam, so that's going to make them do things that ordinarily they wouldn't necessarily do. These people are all violating certain principles, and Hatzada Shava Shabahen is they're doing it because there's some financial incentive to do it. Someone that's a Masachik Bekovia, he's not supposed to be Masachik Bekovia, but he wants to make money. He thinks that he can place a good bet and he's going to profit from it. So he's doing something he's not supposed to do because there's a cash incentive. Malve Beribis, that's easy. Mafricha Yoinim, that's a form of gambling. Saichir Shviz, you're doing business with Perish Shviz, and that's not something you're allowed to do. So those people are people that are violating some halacha. Why? Because there's matan schara betzida. So they now become chashud. That any single time we have to suspect that maybe this person is lying. Why? Because there's some financial incentive to lie. They become a chashud. Eidos, unfortunately, the way it was, and the Gemara is actually going to tell a story about this soon. People were sometimes available for the take. Meaning, there were people that were available to come and say Eidos for anything you want them to say Eidos about, as long as you pay them a few shekels. That was the reality. So these people are now chashudim in halacha. There is a real legitimate concern that maybe these people might be that. Why? Because if the person's willing to be malva beribis, ribis we know is a major issue, but for a few dollars. They're going to do it. So how do you know the person won't be over the loisase in the Torah of loisana bereyacha et shaka? How do you know the person's not going to testify falsely? That's why these people are pasul eidos. Either way, the Mishnah says that all these people that are pasul eidos are also pasul eidos achaydish. So the Gemara says that what was the rule of the Mishnah? The rule said any eidos she'ena isha ksherula af hein ein ksherula. Anytime a woman's not allowed to say eidos, they're not allowed to say eidos either. Oh, isha ksherula af hein ksherula, it sounds like. But if you have an eidos that a woman is allowed to say eidos for, they would be allowed to say eidos as well. Ravashi says, Zoysa Meris, wow, this is a big chiddush. Comes out from here, Gazlan did Devreim, Koshal Eidos Isha. Someone that's a Gazlan did Devreim, meaning he's a Gazlan, but he was over Isik Zeila, only Midrabbanan. He's not a Deiraisa de Gazlan, he's only the Rabbanan de Gazlan, will be Koshal Eidos Isha. So we're talking about Eidos Achoydash. Me'inyan le'inyan, there's something called Eidos Isha. What's Eidos Isha? It's also unique subcategory in Hilchas Eidos. Eidos Isha is when somebody comes to testify that a married woman's husband died. There's many, many kulois in the world of Eidos Isha. It's one of the most important ideas as an introduction to Seder Noshim and Seder Nezikin, which is coming up in the not too distant future. Because a lot of halachos and chazokos and roivs and sfeikos and Hilchas Eidos relate to Eidos Isha. But when it comes to Eidos Isha, Mishum Eguna Kilo Bei Rabbana, and there's a lot of kulis. One of the kulis is we accept the testimony of a woman, even though ordinarily a woman is not considered a kosher aid. But when it comes to Eidos Isha, we accept the Eidos even of a woman. Now, if the Mishnah said, Kol Eidos She'eino Isha K'sherola, Af Hein En K'sherinla, Amrav Ashi Zoy Se Meres, if there was an Eidos that an Isha is kosher for, they would be kosher as well. Eidos Isha is an example of that. Eidos Isha is an Eidos She'o Isha K'sherola. It should come out that a Mesachik Bekovio, a Malva Beribis, Mafriche Yoinim, Soichre Shvias, they should also be kosher Eidos. These are all considered Gazlin de Devreyems. Why? That's beyond the scope of what we're doing right now. But they're all examples of Gazlan de Devreim. So you see then that a Gazlan de Devreim is kosher for any Eidos that an Isha is kosher for. And that was Rav Ashi's comment. Before we go weiter, we're not going to speak about this now, but we do have a related raid bite as it relates to Mesachik Bekuvio. It's a fascinating Bir Hagra in Mesachtis, in Shulchan Aruch, in Chayshe Mishpat Simin Shin Ayin. The raid bite comes from Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Hei, and it's titled Gambling in Halacha. Zok de Mishnah Vayta, Mishra Asach Chodesh. Somebody that saw the new move, Eini Yochel Halich, but it's too difficult for him to go to Beis Din to testify. They would put him on a chamar and they would take him. Afilu b'mita would even carry him on a bed. If you're afraid that maybe there's people ambushing them, meaning it's dangerous, you're going through some dangerous neighborhoods, they can even carry sticks. Now what's the chiddush? Why would you think not? Zok Rashi, the chiddush is two words, af b'shabbos. That's the chiddush. Even Shabbos, meaning we said based on a pasuk, elam mayade Hashem ashet nikroi kodesh ashet tikroi zem mayadim that you can be mechal Shabbos to say edus. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, all 12 months, after the Churban, only Nisan and Tishrei, but the point is, he could be Mechal Shabbos. So you would have thought, okay, the Eid himself could be Mechal Shabbos. But now, all of a sudden, you can hire someone to drive him and to carry things for him. There's a whole bunch of different Yisurim that are happening. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Yes, the Halach is, Malicha Noisei Al HaChamar, even though there's going to be Mechamer, Af B'mita, you can carry him, you can carry sticks, even though there's Haitza, this is all okay. Let's say it's far away, you can even take food, because when Mechal Shabbos, for Mechal Chlai L'Vayoyim, which in English means, when Mechal Shabbos, to make sure this person will be able to testify in court. Hadron Allah Arba Rosh Hashanim. So the end of the first parak and the beginning of the second parak is like Parshas Tazria Metzaira. There's no hefzik. One goes right into the other. You don't even have to exhale. It's very much a continuation. In fact, it's not even clear why we're switching to another parak because it's literally a continuation. Zok Te'elu Yomishnah Meinam Akira Noisai. If two Eidim walked into Bezin, they want to testify right now that you saw the new moon. Bezin looks at these people. They have no idea who they are. Me'ayim Basa. Like, who are you? They know nothing about him. There's no file on them. They just simply have no idea who he is. So the Eidim would preempt that. That's what they were supposed to do. And they would send with him an Acher, quote unquote, we'll see what that means in the Gemara, to come testify that these Eidim are Kashner Eidim. So similar to the concept that you have in the world of Nashon Nezikim of Kiyum Shtaris. So a Malva pulls out a Shtar that says, somebody owes him $1,000. How do you know it's a legitimate shtar? There's Eidim. How do you know the Eidim are good Eidim? So you need to do what's called Kiyum Shtaris. So it's a similar concept. The Eidim walk into Bezin, That's fine if we know who you are. But if we don't know who you are, mechatesa, we're going to accept your testimony. Part of the diligence of Bezdin is to make sure that these Edom are legitimate Edom. So says the Mishnah, Edom akir noisai, the Edom are supposed to know this, that if you know that Bezdin may have no idea who you are, somebody should come along. But it used to be they would accept Edus from everybody. But then the Baisusim got involved. So they made a takana that you should only be Mekabel Edus from people that you already know. So the Gemara is going to discuss this entire Mishnah. So what was the first line of the Mishnah? If Bezdin has no idea who this person testifying is, you should send somebody else. So the Gemara says, my Acher. Who is this Acher? Chad. Sounds like one person, right? Acher is a Lashon Yachid. Does the Acher rim? It says Acher, a Lashon Yachid. Is one person believed? Meaning one person can testify that these two people are kosher? Vatani, we learned to the Rishon. I said there was a story about who the Eid of Imai Lahayid Olam, who the Eid of Imai. Somebody once came to say Eidos, and there were people with him to say Eidos about him. Am Rapapa, Rapapa said, my Acher, you're right, Zug Acher. Not one person. Acher is in the singular. It's two people. The unit, the zug, the peer. It's one peer, and therefore it's in the singular. Hakanami mistabr, it's mashma that way. Because diloy teimahachi. If you're not going to say that, meaning you're going to action zechais, and you're going to say, Acher is not one peer, that's a doichik. Acher means one person. So let me ask you a question. The Mishnah said, Einon makirin oisoi. If they don't know him, my oisoi, what's him? Ilei ma oisoi chad. It means one person, v'chad mimehemin. One aid is believed to say, Eidos achaydesh, mishpat ksivbe. It says, ki chaykli Yisrael hu, Mishpat le loike Yaakov, which teaches us that Eidus HaChodesh is a mishpat like anything else, and therefore you need to aid them. Elamai Oysa. So what does it mean? Em Eidam Akirin Oysoi. Oysoi Hazug. Oysoi in the singular because the peer is one unit. Hachanami, my Acher. What does Acher mean? Zug Acher. Says the word v'chad loime hemen. So you're telling me that when somebody or people came to testify and say that these Eidam Akasher, you couldn't have one person, you had to have two people. Now, the Mishnah says they would send an Acher, which is a Lashon Yachid. It doesn't mean one person. What it means is one Zug. It means one peer. So in other words, V'chad loy mehen. One is not believed. There was a story, B'rab Nahoy Roy. Shahalach Eitzel Ha'ed Le'ha'ed Olav B'Shabbos B'Usha. He once went to testify on Shabbos to Usha about a certain aid, that he was a Kashner aid. Sounds like he went by himself. L'chur, shouldn't you have to have two people? So Gemara says, two pasha to terutzim. Amri, one teretz says, Ram Neroi Sada Achrin Havabah. They really had somebody else with him. How come that other person didn't get mentioned in the story? Mishum Kvoidei Shah Ram Neroi, because when he was with Ram Neroi, nobody noticed him. So we mention Ram Neroi, we don't mention the other guy, but really there was another person. Rav Ashi Yomar, another teretz. Rav Neroi Sada Achrin Havabah Usha. Ram Neroi went by himself. And that's why we're mentioning the fact that Rav Neroi went by himself. But he went to Usha and there was another person in Usha that was waiting for him. Rav Neroi seemed to know there was another person or had a hunch maybe there was another person, as we'll see. And therefore he went. Says the Gemara, for also Rav Neroi, let's start roofing about it. What's the chiddush? No, there's a whole major chiddush over here. That Rav Neroi went even though he himself was only one person and it wasn't clear that this other person would even be there. FLP can't even. In other words, the Braisa told the story that Rav Neroi went by himself, that's what it sounds like from the Braisa, to say Eidos. It sounds like even one person can go. Now, if that's true, we know the Chiddush. We know the Chiddush. The Chiddush is one person can say Eidos about another group. And when the Mishnah says Acher, what does Acher mean? Acher means one person. But Rav Ashi said, Loilam, that's not true. One person can't say Eidos. It must be there was another person. No, the Chiddush is, because when Rav Neroi went, he was going by himself. He didn't know there was going to be another person there. And he was Mechal Shabbos to go. That's the punchline. Kamash Malon, that even Misafik could be Mechal Shabbos. So, not only is Eidus HaChodesh Doicha Shabbos, Sofik Eidus HaChodesh is Doicha Shabbos. This is incredible, because when we think about what's Mechal Shabbos, it's a very, very, very short list, right? There are very few things that are Doicha Shabbos. Milos Doicha Shabbos is five drushes that the Gemara brings in Berak Rabbi Yezid Milo. Avoidus Doicha Shabbos, that's a huge deal. Ki'ilu Shabbos wasn't the same Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. We speak out always the Eilos Ephraim, why they blew Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos, but even then people used to be very uncomfortable and very insecure. We spoke about this in Shabbos Daf Lamed, right? This is an idea that comes up a lot. So you see that when it came to be Mechal Shabbos, it's very, very rare. Sofik Eidus HaChodesh? Sagt die Gemara, Gyasa Ula, Amar, when Ula came, so Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to one of the cities outside of Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Kitchuli Yarchib Marav. He says, I want you to know, I'm saying Eidos, as an Eid Echad, that they were Ma'abra the Chodesh, or that he told them when exactly they made Rosh Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. Amar, Rav Kana, let me buy Ula the Gavar Rabba the Mehem. Sounds like Ula was believed by himself, even as an Eid Echad. Now, Ula was a Gavar Rabba. But Rav Kahana said, don't think only Ula, because he was a Gavar Rabba, was believed. Elafilu Inish Almanami Behem. Any person would have been believed. My time, what's the reason? I thought you always need two edim. Right, we're making such a emphasis on how Eidos HaChodesh is real Eidos. Here all of a sudden, one person is believed. Why isn't Eid Echa believed? So he told him, because Kol Milso Davidi Le'egluye Lo'y Meshakri Ba'inchein. This is another major halach in Hilchas Eidos. That any time a person says Eidos about something, but it's a Milso Davidi Le'egluye, meaning at some point everyone's going to know whether you're telling the truth or you're not telling the truth, there's an Umdino Lo'y Meshakri Inchi, and therefore even an Eid Echa is believed. Tanya Nami Hachi, Ebraisa, Ba'echa, Mesoifa Oilom, Va'ama Kitchu Besen as Achaydish, one person, Ba'echad, clear. Ba'echad, one person came, not Acher, there we can discuss. Ba'echad, and he says, Kitchu Bezdin as a Chodesh, he's believed. Why is he believed? Because Kol Milso Da Avida La Agluye Loi Meshakri Ba Inchi Zok De Gemara Berishoina Hoye Mekablin Eidos a Chodesh Mikol Adam Vechulu. So the Mishnah says that in the olden times, Bezdin was Mekabel Eidos a Chodesh from everybody. Mishakilkula by Susan, then the by Susan started chepping. And because the by Susan chepped, his skinu, they made a takono, Shlo Yehu Mekablin Elamina Makirim, that you should only be Mekabel Eidos from the Makim. So who were the Baisusim? So we have a related raid bite for this, Baruch Hashem. It's titled The Tzedoikim. It's from Masechtes Yuma, Daf Yud Zayin. That's the original daf. But the point is, that was a long 20-minute plus introduction into who the Tzedoikim were. And really, Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, it's also an introduction to who the Baisusim were. The short version is, Tzadikim Ba'isis were two Talmidim of Antignus Ish Soichai. And at some point, they left the Yiddish Aveg, and they started their own movements, their own isms. You had Tzedoikiism and Baisusiism. And that's over the Meshach HaDoros, within hundreds of years, they picked up a very, very strong following. And the fundamental principle of the Tzedoikim and the Baisusim were, it's hard to know what the difference between the two are, but the fundamental principle of them was that they were Mekabel the Teresh HaVikzav, but they were not Mekabel the Teresh HaBal Peh. And therefore, anything that got involved with real Torah Shabbat Peh, they used to chep it with. So one of the things they chep it with was Eidos HaChodesh. In fact, it was a Rashi that we didn't speak out. The last Rashi of the first parak in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, the last Rashi of the first parak that we just learned moments ago. So the Mishnah said that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Eidos HaChodesh. Not just that. Let's say you're afraid that somebody may be ambushing you, right? There's a little bit of a concern that maybe somebody's trying to get you. So the halach is you're allowed to carry weapons and things to make sure you're going to protect yourself. Who are they worried about? So Rashi throws in, so they were out to kill. It's amazing. They were so taken aback and wanting to make sure that Bezdin wouldn't be able to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh properly, that they literally would ambush Yidden. And in our Mishnah, what they did was, is they were Mekalkal in some way. We'll see, the Gemara is going to explain. And because of the Kilkal of the Baisusim, Meskinu, Chomer, Takano, Shmoyim, Mekabal, Elam, Akirin, they should only be Mekabal Eidos HaChodesh from people that you know. So what's the rest of the story of the Baisusim as it relates to Eidos HaChodesh? The Gemara tells a story. It's a Brais. Tanu Rabbanam, Al Kilkal, Kilkal, Baisusim. What was the Kilkal of the Baisusim? Pam Achas, once upon a time, Bikshu Baisusim, Lahatas, Chacham. The Baisusim wanted to confuse the Chacham. Sachru, Shnei, Bnei Adam. So they hired two people, Bedalud, Me'ezuz, and they paid them 400 zuz. Echon Mishalonu. Now, one of these two Edom was Mishaluni. He was from the Prushim. He wasn't really from the Kat. He wasn't from the team of the Baisus. And the Echon Mishalahem, one of them was one of their own Chevra. Shalahem Heyedei Dusai. No, their aid walked in, got paid top dollar, walks in, he said what he had to say. Viyatz, and he left Shalonu, ours, Amrulay, they told him. They started their cross-examination. Emar, tell us. Ketzer Isa Zalavan, how did you see the moon? Amalemi told him, Oilo Ha'isim B'Male Adumim. I was going in Male Adumim. Vero Isiv, and I saw the moon, Shehu Ravutz Ben Beislon, it was sitting between two rocks. Roisha Doima Le'egel, the top of the moon, looked like the head of a eagle, of a calf. Osnav, the ears were Doima Ligdi, they looked like the ears of a goat. Karna Doima Le'tzvi, the horns of the moon looked like the horns of a tzvi, of a deer, of a hersh. Usnav, I munachas, I ben yurei chaysav, and the tail of the moon was in between its thighs. V'hitzatzti boy, I looked at this moon. V'nirtati, you think? And I got scared. V'nafalti l'acher, and I fell backwards. And then he told him, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, I have 200 shekels sitting right now inside my sadin. And that's proof that what I'm telling you is true. In other words, he completely exposed himself and he completely exposed the fact that somebody had hired him. He told him this whole elaborate story and then he said, here's the punchline. Here's $200. That's the only reason I'm saying this. Really, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I have no idea when Rosh Chodesh is. I have really nothing to do with this. I have to... So they told him, like, why do you do this? Let me tell him, Godless. I heard the Baisusim were trying to confuse the Chacham. Amarti, I said, let me go and notify them. Because I'll come and I'll tell the truth. The problem is the other person's not going to tell the truth. They told them, in halacha chayshe mishpat, you can keep the 200 zuz, right? This is the obvious. His next phone calls to his rav. What do I do with the 200 zuz? So they told him right away. They clarified it. They said, you can keep the 200 zuz. The person that hired you, Yimtach al ha'amud. Something bad is going to happen to him. Rashi says he's going to get Malkus. But Yisrael Shah, it was because of this story, Hiskinu, that the Chachamim made a takana, and the takana was Shalai Yiu Mekablin Elman Amakirim, that you should only Mekabel Eidos. You should only be mekabel edus min amakirim from people that we know. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Bari shayin in the beginning of time, how you mekabel edus achayish mekaladim." They used to be mekabel edus achayish from everybody. Mishakilkul abaisusim. When the baisusim started being mekalkul, iskinu they made a takonish layu mekabel elma amakirim. You should only be mekabel from the makirim. We have a related raid by as it relates to this last gemara as well. Specifically, the point that how much money did the baisusim pay these two edim to go say edus? It was 400 zuz. So is that a random number? Is that really what happened? Maybe there's a significance to that number. So the name of the related raid bite is 400, an astronomical number. It's a little bit of a pun, an astronomical number, but 400, an astronomical number, comes from the end of Masechtas Chulin. But just to end the daf with one short raid bite, this is a Ha'ara Nifla that Ramachal Rakowski shared with the Olam after yesterday's daf. It comes from the Sefer Binyan Ariel, and it's related to the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. So the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis said, Bikesh Koheles Limtsoi Divrei Chefetz. Koheles wanted Divrei Chefetz, which the Gemara said, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, Chadama, Chadama, Reuven Margolis, but one of them said that it was either Rav or Shmuel, but either Rav or Shmuel said that Bikash Keheles can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And the response was, you can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu because V'kosuv Yoysher Divrei Emes. And the question was, what was that referring to? Either it's referring to the pasuk that says, V'leikom Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe, or it was referring to the pasuk Al Pish Naim Eidem Moshloshe Eidem Yumas Ames. But again, we have the pasuk Bikash Keheles Limsa Divrei Chefetz. Keheles Shloim HaMelech wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Paschal said, no, V'kosuv, it says, Yoysher Divrei Emes. So Ramachol shared with the Olam that in the Sefer Binyan Ariel, so by way of background, who was the Binyan Ariel? The Binyan Ariel was written by Reb Shaul Lowenstein. Reb Shaul Lowenstein was the chief rabbi. He was the Av Bezdin of Amsterdam, circa mid-1700s. Now Reb Shaul Lowenstein's father was Reb Aryeh Leib Lowenstein. His mother was the daughter of the Chacham Tzvi. And the truth is, to a degree, we're coming full circle. Because when we started Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, literally, the first raid bite of the Masechta, so we mentioned the Shailos HaTshuvos Ramah that was printed in Amsterdam in the year Tafai and Aleph, in the year 1711, and there was a censored tshuva. Tshuva Kuf Chav Dalet was taken out, and the reason it was taken out is because the Ramah was Mater Stam Yenam B'Shas Adchak for the Kehilos in Merin, and the Matfis, the one that printed the Shailos HaTshuvos Ramah, was uncomfortable with that tshuva being there, and he censored the tshuva. The problem was, the original Tshuvas Ramah were always printed with 132 Tshuvas. If he was going to take one out, he was going to only have 131. So he wanted to be mashlim that this should have 132 as well. So what he did was, he filled in 132nd Tshuva. And that Tshuva that he filled in wasn't from the Ramah. He didn't have another Tshuva from the Ramah. So instead he took a Tshuva from his father. So this Rabbi Aryeh Leib Lowenstein, he was the matfis of the Shailos Tshuvas Ramah, Tfus Amsterdam, Tofai and Aleph. And he wanted to add a Tshuva. So he added something that his father, Reb Shaul, had written. It was Negeya Yerusha when it comes to Rabbanus, and that's what he incorporated. And we mentioned that Chassam Soifer and Erechaim Simen Nun Gimel, he quotes this tshuva. The tshuva Hamiyuchis l'Rab Shaul hanitfas b'soiv shailus tshuvas Ramot tfus Amsterdam tofayin al. Now, who was that Rab Shaul? He was the son of the Rebbe Reb Heschel, the Rebbe of the Shach. That's who he was. So you had the Rebbe Reb Heschel. He had a son, Reb Shaul. He's the one that has that tshuva that Chassam Sofer quotes that's at the end of the censored edition of the Rama. He had a son, Reb Aryeh Leib, who married the daughter of the Chacham Tzvi. And they had a son whose name was Reb Shaul Lowenstam, who became the Av Bezdin of Amsterdam. He's the Mechaber of the Sefer Binyan Ariel. It's in print. You can find it. It's two volumes. The first one is Ala Teira, and the second one is more La Shas and different in Yonim. Either way, in the Sefer Binyan Ariel, in Parshnas Chukas, so he quotes this Gemara. He quotes the Gemara that says, Bikesh Kehelas Lias Kemoisha, Yotzis Abaskho V'Onmerloi V'Kos of Yoisha Divrei Emes. And he says, V'Hutamu, at first glance, this is an absolute Tamiya. So he said something beautiful. He says, we know that Shlomo HaMelech was Vayechka Mikol Adam, stating that there was one thing Shlomo HaMelech didn't know. Shlomo HaMelech said on himself, Amarti Echgema, but Vahir Echaikam Imani. What was the one thing he didn't know? He didn't know the Pshat in Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma is the ultimate Chayk, Zayis Chukas HaTorah. He said he knew everything. The time of all the mitzvahs went as Gala to him. But there was one mitzvah he didn't know Pshat, and that was the mitzvah Parah Aduma. Says the Medrash, Medrash in Parashas Chukas, that even though Shlomo HaMelech didn't know Pshat in Parah Aduma, but Moshe Rabbeinu really did know Pshat in Parah Aduma. Moshe Rabbeinu knew. So if Moshe Rabbeinu knew, Shlomo should have known. It should have gone over the Messiah. Says the Medrash, the reason Shlomo didn't know, and the reason no one other than Moshe knew, is because when Hashem told Moshe Tam of Parah Aduma, He told him, L'cha ani megala. I'm being megala to you, but ve'ein l'cha reshus. You have no reshus to give it over to anybody else. Parenthetically, Parashas Chukas begins with the word Zois Chukas HaTorah. And the Targum Onkelos on the word Zois Chukas HaTorah says, Dog Zera Deiraisa. So we've spoken that in the past, the Shach, and the Tainas Chaloim, and the idea that Dog Zera Deiraisa had to do with the burning of the Shas in the 14th century, the Inka Mekoymoy Laharech, the famous Kinnah that was written by the Maram Rotenberg, but that has nothing to do with what we're discussing right now. Chassam Sofer, in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, right in the beginning of Torah Moshe, says, what was the Dog Zera Deiraisa? Dog Zera Deiraisa, what was this Gevaldig Zera? So he says, because when Hashem told Moshe Pshat and Parah Aduma, He told him, L'chani Megala, but you have no reshus to tell it over to anybody else. Says the Chassam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Rebbe. He says, a real Rebbe wants to only give over. He says, the worst thing you can tell a Rebbe is, I'm telling you something, but you have no reshus to share it with anybody else. Says the Chassam Sofer, that when Hashem told Moshe, L'chani Megala, V'ein L'cha Reshus to tell it to anybody else, it was in Gzera Deiraisa. It was the biggest Gzera possible. Because you're telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to keep this for yourself and you have no right to share it with anybody else. And his Lashon is the Chassam Sofer, that it would have been better for Moshe Rabbeinu not to know Tam in the Parah Aduma, rather for him to know Tam and all of a sudden have to keep it in for himself and not to be able to share it with anybody else. Dvarim Niflam Ad L'moy, that's what the Chassam Sofer says in the beginning of Parashas Chukas in his Torah Moshe. But either way, Moshe Rabbeinu knew, Shlomo HaMelech didn't know. So said the Binyan Ariel, Reb Shaul Lowenstam, the Av Bezdin in Amsterdam. He said that he saw in the Chidah. The Chidah said that there's a remez to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Tam of Parah Aduma. It says in the beginning of Parashas Chukas, V'lokchu latame me'afar sreifas achatos. So the Chidah brings from Kadmoinim. He brings it from the Chachmei Ashkenaz. That the Chachmei Ashkenaz said, the Chidah came from the world of Sfard. So he said, the Chachmei Ashkenaz said that the words latame me'afar sreifas achatas aroshe tevas l'moisha. And that's a remez that v'lokchu l'tome me'afar sreifas achatas that Moshe Rabbeinu knew pshat. So said the Binyan Ariel, Shlomo HaMelech knew that Moshe Rabbeinu knew pshat. And he knew that the reason he knew pshat was, because it says in the Torah, remez, v'lokchu l'tome me'afar sreifas achatas, which is roshe tevas l'moisha. But says the Binyan Ariel, that if you take the letters and you mix them around, if it's Rosh HaTevis L'Moshe, it's also Rosh HaTevis Shlomo. So Bikesh Koheles Liois K'Moshe. Because he said that Moshe Rabbeinu has a Gerecht, because V'lokchu L'tomei Me'afas Reifas Achatos, it's Merumis in the Pasuk, I should also know. Because just like it's Merumis L'Moshe, it's also Merumis Shlomo. What did the Baskel say? The Baskel came out, V'omro V'kosuv Yosher Divrei Emes. It's true, if you mix the letters around, if you mix around the words, Latame me'afas sreifas achatos, you can get shloima. If it would have said sreifas latame me'afar achatos, but it has to be grud, it has to be straight. The kots of yosher, whoever it says straight, that's the divrei emes, and that's lamoisha. Lamoisha is straight. Shloima is only if you mumble jumble the words a little bit. That's a little bit of a derech remes on what it means. Bikesh koyheles lias kemoish. Shloima melech wanted to know pshat in the paradum, just like Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and he felt he had a right because the same remes of lamoisha is l'shloima. Yatzis abaskova amrloi that for l'moisha it's straight. For kasuv yosher divrei emes.